This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I want to welcome David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Obviously, it's another one of those weeks, David, where, I mean, I don't know where to start. I mean, you know, the on-again, off-again tariffs, now the focus seems to be squarely on China, I guess. And I mean, there's obviously that vote in the House yesterday. And where do you want to go?
Okay. The unpredictable nature of all this is making people crazy. I mean, not just the financial world, but Washington. Because, you know, are we heading into a recession? Are we in the midst of a trade war that's going to erupt again in July when this 90-day pause ends? I mean, they're trying to craft budget legislation and other things. And to do that, you have to have some predictability about deficits, debts, revenue, that sort of thing. There's none right now. I mean, the best experts don't know, and that's causing all kinds of problems. Now, the House did pass this budget blueprint yesterday. All that is an outline. It's a plan. Nothing's been cut. Nothing's been increased. But they're going to have, now they start filling in the blanks, so to speak. They have the plan. Now they have to decide what's going to get cut, how much tax money they're going to get. Good luck with that. I mean, that's going to consume them this spring and summer, and right now, no one knows what to think.
Yeah, and it's kind of fascinating because we don't know what the impact is going to be in the economy, so who knows what tax revenue is going to be moving forward. And I've been going, you know, talking to mayors all week, and there's a trickle-down. Like, say there are sharp Medicaid cuts, and that affects the state. Then there's a big hole as a rainy day fill it. Then what happens to the towns? Then does that mean the state takes money away from other elements that will go to the municipalities to fill other gaps? I mean, there's the knock-on effect potentially all the way down to 6,000 resident towns like where I am in Beacon Falls. I mean, there's everyone seems to kind of be waiting.
Yeah, and the ultimate ripple effect, as you know, because you're schooled in economics, is that it trickles down to consumers, and the confidence level just sinks. It's already sunk, if you look at the surveys from the University of Michigan, the Conference Board. But consumers stop buying, then factories stop producing, people get laid off, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of this is consumer confidence, which, again, drives the economy. So I don't see any end in sight to this uncertainty. In fact, to add to it, Congress left last night. They're gone until 2 weeks of Monday. So you're not even going to get that now. Nobody's going to be discussing how to get around this mess.
We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here and Bryan and Company. You know, this week it came into some graphic relief, you know, some of the dissent over the trade policy in the White House, you know, between, you know, Peter Navarro and Bessent, the Treasury right. Secretary. And then it's hard to know, you know, who's in control and what have you, and whether Trump just really wants to create this uncertainty so he can get leverage and so on. But I'm curious, is there a consensus that there is an actual grand plan?
No, there isn't. Despite what you heard the other day of Trump people saying there's a plan, Because if there's a plan, well, you know, why wasn't this whispered to people who, to policymakers? Why wasn't this whispered somehow to people who are involved in the markets? You saw what the markets did this week. I mean, uncertainty just roils the markets. I don't know what the futures are right now, but I suspect there's still no certainty. So uncertainty is a killer. And, no, people don't see any grand plan here.
We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy D.C. Anything else going on what's going on at McClatchyDC.com? I mean, it's obviously, I mean, there's so much focus on the trade stuff that it's sort of sucked up all the oxygen. Is there something we're missing?
No, economics is the story right now. And even though Congress is gone now for the next 2.5 weeks and Trump, I guess, goes to Florida later today, even though all that's going on, there's still concern about how do you write a budget? How do you engineer a massive tax cut? Do you cut spending the way it's been threatened? And if so, how do you do that without revenue coming in? How do you do that if, in fact, we go into a recession or the economy slows? I mean, historically, or at least since the New Deal, it's the government that's a safety net. Well, is that going to happen this time? So, again, you're going to hear a lot of discussion about that, a lot of phone calls, that sort of thing. But it'll be interesting to see with Congress gone for 2 weeks if, in fact, anything happens.
Yeah. No plan is, you know, there's all this back and forth about whether Musk is going to leave after a certain amount of days and so on and so forth. Is there any sense that he's going to stick around?
Actually, there's a sense that his role has been a little bit diminished. You're not hearing as much about him anymore, if you notice. The policymakers are sort of the ones you see and hear from now. So if there's anything close to normalcy going on in Washington right now, that's it. I mean, again, the lead spokesman this week has been the Treasury Secretary, right? Yeah. The press secretary, the president himself. You're not seeing Musk involved here. So there's some sense that he's not in the shadows necessarily, but his influence isn't what it was.
Yeah, and it's also obviously I think losing that judge election that he supported so much in Wisconsin, I think took a little bit of a bloom off the rose for him. Thank you, David. We appreciate it. Sorry we're a little tight on time this week, as these remotes are always tough, but we appreciate it.
No, if I was in Beacon Falls, I'd want to spend all the time I could there too, so enjoy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.